Terrence, tell us about the intro of the album. What was going through your head when you produced this one?
Basically, the intro, I pretty much wanted to set the first statement of the whole mixtape with, you know, hip-hop and a few different elements of hip-hop, and I tried my best to combine everything that make what I feel makes Terrence Martin between, you know, the sample involved in it, the Freddie Hubbard record, Red Clay. Actually, that song is called Skydive. I sampled, chopped it up. I played From the Rolls on top, Mini Move. I had my boy Marlon Williams that I write with come in, play some guitar on it, and horns. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I try to make it, I try to capture that classic hip-hop feeling, but still with the live element on top with the intro, because that's what I'm about. That's what I did with that. And have Snoop just do what he do, you know.
All right. Now let's talk about Riding and Rolling, your current single. You got Problem and Snoop Dogg and Scar from Atlanta on there. So tell us about your verse on there, because you're rapping on it too.
Riding and Rolling, man, that was just, you know, it was actually, we had did that song. We did that song. We recorded that song a few months ago, actually, at Record Plant. And that song was recorded a few places, but it had a few things in the other music that I wasn't too fond of. First of all, the first time we did the record, I didn't produce that beat. And that was the thing on my album. I was doing it for my album, but it's like the whole thing on my album where I got to produce everything. But then I don't feel everything I do, so somebody came through with a beat. You know, me and Snoop got down on it, on the record. You know, it was hot then, but I wanted to capture on that one that riding up and down in L.A., you know, our famous street is Crenshaw, but that riding feeling Sunday afternoon about 3, 4 o'clock when it's starting to cool down a little bit, just you coasting home, you know what I'm saying? That just feel-good music. I just wanted to capture feel-good music with some 808 so speakers could bust and everybody could love it, because it has both elements. It has the music and the 808 on the bottom. This whole tape is about combining different elements of music and making it just one thing, which is called good music. Sounds tough. Yeah. Concept.
It's my favorite type of track to listen to.
And Problem on the hook just made it just the glue, because it was a different hook. So
okay.
We recorded it, the rest of the song, we finished it in Atlanta. And just the energy out there was crazy, man. You know, everybody was in the studio that night. We did this record. DJ Drama was in the studio all night. We was doing this record. Scar, of course, Daz, Corrupt, Snoop, DJ Funky, which breaks all the hot records in Atlanta. It was crazy, man. We recorded that Dirty South, but it was a crazy vibe. And that's when I seen everybody head bob in that studio, Drama and a few other cats that I really take their advice seriously. Then that's the one we went with out of like 5 or 6 records. That's the one we're pushing right now. Hope everybody liked it.
Response has been good. Alright, so how about this one you did with True Life called Watch Me Fall?
Man, Watch Me Fall. Watch Me Fall is a record about jealousy. People that want to see you fall, want to see us fall. You know, True Life is one of the young up and coming cats in New York, signed by Jay-Z. His record is executive produced by Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg, so you know, we are part of the same family out here and everything, and that's an actual record on his record. I don't even think he knows I'm leaking this record, but call me. We'll talk about it, you know, because I think it's a good statement for him. And, you know, and I remember a few months ago he had a little issue with, I guess somebody released the old videotape when he was upset at a few people, you know, at Snoop, and he said some things that he shouldn't have said, and we all say things we shouldn't have said, but what the people to know that leaked it is that Snoop was already, we was already aware of it. We already squashed it. And, you know, I want you like to get a real good look out here, because I'm behind him. And, you know, my whole circle's behind him. The pound's behind him. You know, we love True Life. He's a talented dude. We've all made mistakes, and he's talented. And, you know, Snoop is on that record, too. And Jay Black is on the hook serving him. You know, we cut that record, man. We cut that record at, where did we cut that record at? That's another record we cut in Atlanta. Not this trip, but we cut in Atlanta too. Really? The vocals for that record. And in New York. Did we cut that record in New York?
We finished it in New York.
We finished it in New York. At Battery Studios. I love Battery Studios in New York. So, you know. And that's another thing I want to say. This whole mixtape, everything is done in different places. I just wanted to you know, just different environments, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but you know, like I said, Jay Black is on that record serving him. True Life is serving him, and Snoop is on the record, and you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. How about this track you got with Young Walt and Too Short? It's called Bitch. Oh, is it like collaborating with Too Short on the track?
Man, Too Short is, you know, he's Too Short. Well, I mean, what are you going to say? If you look up the word greatness, you have a few names behind it, and he's definitely one of the names you have, Too Short. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was the first record in my life I ever heard somebody say, did he say that on the record? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just having Too Short and then having Young Walt on the record. You know, Young Walt is one of the cats around L.A. that's really pushing. You know what I'm saying? He's pushing that positive line. He got a whole movement called Ghetto Child behind him. He's, you know, we just started working on his album about a few days ago. Young Walt's on the hook with a killing verse and a Too Short. Kicks it off. We got the Chris Rock sample in the front of it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's cool. And it got that low end. You know, Too Short from the Bay, man. They don't play, man. You got that low end in that music. So, you know, it's a cool record. It's a fun record.
I love this track with Mike Stroh called Coast to Coast. That sounded like a real fresh track from what I heard of it.
This song right here is for producers and MCs only. I mean, if you like it, you like it. But this song is all live instruments. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mike Stroh's on the mic. I'm on the hook. That's all I got to say, man. This song is one of those songs where all the MCs that are second guessing Mike Stroh, all the producers that's second guessing me, and you know, it's just one of those. Like you got to get one of those off, man. It's fun. It's friendly competition. You know what I'm saying? I think songs like these separate the man from the boys. I think me and Mike Stroh are two of the climbing artists in Los Angeles right now that are definitely pushing the line of not doing good. I'm not mad at this shit, but we're just not doing that. And this is one of those songs that to let people know it's okay to be different. You got to work at it. You got to practice it to be as good as me and as good as Mike Stroh. But nobody tells you to stay whack. Ain't that what the homie told the other homie long time ago? You know, you got to practice. And, you know, Mike Stroh practice wordplay, reads the dictionary, studies. I definitely practice chords and rhythms. And, you know, I practice. I'm a musician first. And this song, it tells you that. And it tells you that Mike Stroh is running with the ink pen. So all them MCs that think they could get him a run for his money, maybe they should go and study. I wouldn't even step in the ring with that boy right now. It's crazy. You know, I put all my money on him.
So this is definitely like both your guys' A game.
Oh, this right here is the A game. This is the A game. You know, this is the, yeah. I'm proud of that song a lot. That's my favorite song on the whole mixtape.
Shit. Definitely got to listen to that one first.
Shouts out to Spud.
You've got the song Joystick, the remix from like the 213 record, of course.
Yeah.
Mike Stroh's busting on that one. So tell us about why you wanted to do a remix on your mixtape.
I just wanted to do a remix because I think, you know, I think Joystick didn't get the look it was probably deserved.
It really didn't.
It didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that whole record got the look it was probably deserved.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why was it labeled for, I don't know why, but I just think Joystick was a blazing record that summer out here. It was played every day, all day. Felly Phil played it so much, you know what I'm saying? And it was just played all, like, every day for that summer. It was just like you know, I just didn't think it got the proper look, so I said, you know, it's music, I like the song. And I called up Mike Stroh, I had him come out, you know, I want you to do the verse to Joystick. What's up, Warren? Warren killed it at first, but I wanted Mike Stroh to bring something different to the table. As a producer, sometimes you just search for new, different sounds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So Mike Stroh came and did his thing. He did a whole different approach, and I love it. Then the YN, oh my God, that's like my sister in music and everything. We talk every other day. YN came and killed it. She's a female vocalist, raps everything, but she came and killed it too. You know, that's one of those records. I think it's a timeless record.
Yeah.
Prince out the gate, early 80s type feel record. It's a good record, and I want to revisit that and just give it another look this time going, 2-3 years later.
Yeah, maybe it'll expose some new people to it too.
Yeah, just go back and buy 213.
So you've got another Snoop Dogg and Game collaboration on this one.
Yeah.
To the Top. Tell us all about how you came up with the concept for this.
Man, we recorded this record Man, we did it for a VH1 thing that's coming out pretty soon. A VH1 thing. And this record is crazy. This is Snoop, Bussin, Game Bussin. We was all in the room together. You know, like on Game Banging 101, like when we did that record, me and Snoop, we did it the night before. Game did it in Irvine. Snoop did his vocals the next day. Then Game came in. This record, we was all in there from the ground up with cameras on. I got to find out about that footage, his cameras on, man. And, Uncle Chuck, one of my good friends, been on since he was 14, which is also on Be Thankful.
Mm-hmm.
On that was her on the Big Squeeze. Hopefully,
he was one of the vocals on there.
Yeah. Girl, it's time, get your body moving. That's Chuck, man. That's Uncle Chuck, man. Can't nobody see Chuck, man. All you little random, gotta go hook singers, man. Yeah, get your game up. But To the Top is a song about going to the top, man. It's Game on the record. It's Snoop, they busting back and forth. The beat is just monstrous.
Yeah.
Chuck is on the hook. It's just one of them songs, man. We recorded that record at that's Chalice. Chalice Studios over there on Highland. I mixed that record at my house. What's up, gang? Two T's, get at your boy.